Hi, I'm Rick.
I'm Dan.
I'm George.
I'm Jake.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
In each episode,
we're going to talk about everything from growing up queer in the South
to the issues affecting our community today.
With a little bit of fabulous sprinkled in along the way.
Join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of queer joy.
Mixed in with the occasional bitch fest.
But always served
with the spiciest tea.
Welcome back, Magnolias.
Hi,
Jake.
How are we doing tonight?
Good. So far, so good.
That's good to hear. It's hot as blazes. So, yeah, it's nice to have a little cool beverage to keep us cool.
Right.
And
Magnolia also, surprise.
Right, exactly.
I guess the surprise is we're down a Magnolia.
Well, yes.
True. If you all notice, we are down one. There's three of us tonight.
But I'll drink hers.
Right, exactly. We'll have one for her. Not only is it hot here, but there's also hot stuff going on in the world, as always. I figured tonight would be a good night to kind of dissect something that is going on in the news currently, has been for a while, and, you know, directly relates to us here as Americans and us as the LGBTQ community. And I'm talking about the Don't Say Gay bill. And what's going on down there in Florida right now. I know I've read a few things about some of the terrible stuff that Ron DeSantis is doing, and it's worth talking about for sure.
Well, I can tell you, I think we have a lot to say about Don't Say Gay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but, I mean, I've actually heard it recently called, like, especially for California, because, you know, it's not just Florida. It is now arriving in all the states, including California. And it is now being kind of referred to as, like, this is for California, the new Prop 8. This is the thing we've all got to fucking get behind and, like, battle with our lives. Because as we learned the first time around, just thinking, oh, it can't happen here is bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. It can has most definitely happened here.
Yeah.
But before we dive in, I think we'll just do a real quick recap just for anybody that might be living under a rock somewhere and doesn't really know what it is. Don't Say Gay started in Florida with everyone's favorite governor, Ron DeSantis, who spearheaded this campaign to ban classrooms from talking about or having any instruction about sexual orientation or gender identity. And it started out with kindergarten through grade 4. And that was a bill that he got passed as a parental rights and education bill, I think that he got passed. And he passed that in March of this year. And I do have the language. One second. I have the language. It says it reads, classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3. Sorry, I was wrong about that. Or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. Now, fast forward 1 month later in April, he didn't have to go back and have a new bill introduced. He set it up so that he could just get the school board to approve to expand that. And 1 month later, he expanded it for kindergarten all the way through 12th grade,
12.
High school. Yep. And that has led to all kinds of not just anti-gay, but also anti-Black legislation that, you know, critical race theory, you know, AP studies, all of the stuff that's stemmed out of that. And like you said, George, it's spreading from state to state, and it's now here in California, and it's become a very big deal. And yeah, here we are.
And, you know, I think something that really kind of scares me is that there's no actual, like, wording as far as gay goes in the actual legislation. And yet the power that it's having, the swing that it's having on the community is just, it's detrimental, you know?
I think the big part of that is the fact that sexual orientation, the word sex is in there. And so people see that word and they think, oh, you're going to talk to my kindergartners about two men having sex. And that is not what we're talking about. But that's what people want to believe. And it's what the far right is feeding into and what news agencies are
picking up and running on.
They are running with, whether they are supportive or not, because it is a good soundbite. Because you get these people that are having these emotional
reactions,
jerk reactions that are just out of like just so not based in reality. But it's, you know, it's clickbait, so it's what gets perpetuated.
Well, you know what they say in media: if it bleeds, it leads, and that is the truth here.
I mean, it makes me think about the wording of it. You know, in sexual orientation, does that also include the cisgender orientation as well? Are they not allowed to discuss that in school as well?
Well, I would assume at some point before the 12th grade, there is some sort of sex education happening in schools.
Right. I mean, so
not in Florida.
So
not anymore.
So there's no, and that's the big problem too, is there's now, you know, sex education has just been decimated. And in a state like that, they need to know what the hell is going on with sex.
Well, in the state of Florida, they need as much information as they can get their hands on, period. Come on, it's Florida.
But, period. With a T.
Right.
Full stop.
But all of these things have also led to these legendary book bans that are happening across the United States, across all the libraries, and access to all of these books. And what I want to see happen, and I've seen it happen once or twice, and I'd love to see it more, is they're banning all these books. You know, what is the big one? Not All Boys Are Blue, I think, is the most recent one.
Yes.
Which I know is your favorite book, George, and I actually have a copy of it.
It's a good one.
On my nightstand, ready to go.
It's a good one.
Someone had the Bible removed from one of these locations, and they tried to fight it in court, and they're like, nope, they're right. Like, according to the language that you put out there, this Bible has got to go.
Yes.
And I think we need to do that more. I mean, we need to turn it back around as much as we can and blow it right back in their face.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's hard. I'm not an avid reader, but I can imagine it's, if you think of it, I know the Bible is very important spiritual text, but it's still a book.
And it's full of murder, and it's full of rape, and it's full of incest. Yes, honey.
It's got stories that could never actually possibly happen. But it's, like I said, it's still a book. And if you ban one, do you start banning all of them?
Well, that's where the slippery slope is. But people don't want to think about that. They don't want to think about the books that they actually like. They want to think about the books that they've never read or even heard of someone puts a list in front of them and says, this book.
Right. And they're judging it completely by the title.
Or just because Marjorie Taylor Greene may have mentioned it.
Right. Well, and then that
cuckoo clock.
Because, you know, she reads in her spare time.
No comment.
That's a first. Write that down, everybody. Rick has no comment.
Well, I feel like we discussing this, it's also, you know, not just here with Don't Say Gay, but it's also bled into, you know, things that are going on all around the country as well in other situations and other aspects of anti-LGBTQ or anti-POC.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we have so many pieces of anti-LGBTQ legislature happening right now that's on the ballots in so many states, it's kind of unprecedented. Like, I don't know where we are going as a nation, but it's not forward.
No.
You know, it's not forward. I can't even say it's forward for anybody. No one can think possibly that this is forward, because I'm sure the people that are really supportive of it, they don't want to go forward. They want to go back. They want to go back to simpler times or whatever the
hell that means. They want 1950. Yeah, they want 1950 again. But you're right, George, and it has led to all of this anti-LGBTQ legislation. There are, and I'm sure this number's probably updated. This is information that was given to me about a month ago from Age Project Los Angeles. There are over 540 pieces of anti-LGBTQ bills that have been introduced in state legislatures this year alone.
Yeah, across the nation.
And a record number of those, 220 of them, target specifically transgender and non-binary individuals.
But how many was that?
Over
540 bills, and 220 of them target transgender and non-binary individuals.
That's 15 bills a week, anti-LGBTQ is written a week.
Because there is nothing more frightening to people, apparently, than transgender non-binary, which blows my mind. There is nothing more frightening.
And you know what's interesting in that regard is I have ally friends, straight friends, who are allies and have been allies in the most significant ways, that I don't know that they show up for trans individuals as well as they do for us gay or you know, cisgender people.
What they and what they see and they recognize, and I'm so happy you said this, because I have a friend, very dear friend, who recently texted, like, sent me a message and was saying to me, like, you know, they have a small, they have a young child, and they were like, I don't want my kid to go to, like, drag queen story hour. This, but I don't, but, like, I...
So then don't take them. I mean, like, this is not hard.
Like, I mean, you know, I don't consider myself a homophobe. Like, you know, how to, like, I... And, like, I was like, well, girl, like...
If there is something I do not want my kid to see,
right,
I'm not going to take my kid to that.
No.
Period.
If you don't believe in Christianity, are you going to take your children to church?
Exactly. Right.
I mean, your kids don't have to sit on Santa Claus's lap. You don't believe in Christmas.
No one's forcing anyone to do that. It's free. Yeah. And the other thing is that we're accepting of other people and their beliefs, their religious beliefs. That, you know, when are we gonna meet this middle in the tolerance? You know, what happened to that part of America?
Thank you. Because I feel like there is that point where, like, we have to be so, like, oh no, it's okay if you feel this way. Like, oh, it's a, like, we have to somehow pacify people with, like, no, we get it. It's weird, it's different or whatever, but fuck that. Like, no, like, no. you're either with us or you're not.
Yeah. And there's no middle ground. I mean, we're being attacked at all sides right now. And we need everybody.
Yeah,
and
it's not this easy place to be right now for us. So why should it be for people that, like, are saying, we're with you when it's easy?
I had the same argument about Target when all of that shit was going on at Target. In regards to, I think we talked about this in one of our other episodes as well. We've dealt with this shit our whole fucking life. Mm-hmm. You had to deal with it for one fucking season, and not even a season, like 1 month. Fuck off. Like, stand up and get over here or get the fuck out of the way. Period. Yeah.
I mean, what are afraid of? What are people afraid of anymore? That's what I just don't understand. It's just like this. No one's being shamed into homosexuality. So it's like, if you're not understanding at this point, what the fuck is going on?
I think people are afraid of backlash. I mean, because the backlash is harsh and it is sudden and it is
violent.
Yes. And it is detrimental and just, like, it destroys the way that it comes at you now. And so people want to walk a line. They want to walk this middle line that's like, I don't want to choose a side. And I guess we're saying you got to choose a side.
Well, I think at this point, things are too polarized. Things are too, the pot's boiling too much at this point.
Right. Right.
It's either too hot or it's, you know, get in or get out.
What do you got to say about that, Rick?
Well, I was trying to figure out how do I transition this to it? So I'm just going to dive in. So, we've seen all of this sort of grow and transgress and move its way across the country. And now we're seeing a lot of issues in schools about the nickname policy, right? That parents need to be notified and approved if their child wants to be called anything that's not on their birth certificate.
Oh, God.
And it's happening. It's here. It's in Southern California. It's actually in San Bernardino.
Yep.
Right now, our California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, actually held a press conference earlier this week, and he announced that his office has sued to immediately halt the enforcement of that. And he stressed in that press conference to anyone that a forced outing policy is not okay. It is discriminatory. And he said the actual words, you have an ally in me and my office.
I mean, suing Chino Valley.
Yep.
Suing Chino, like, the state is suing Chino Valley over this, which I think is, like, such a bold and amazing move, because, I mean, now that is a fucking ally.
And it sets a precedent. That's the most important thing. It sets a precedent that other states can then lean in on.
Because because it stems from these parental rights groups, which we all know, like, has been so well documented that the people showing up at these schools, school board meeting hearings. Like, these aren't even real parents. These are agitators that are showing up with the signs and
Moms
saying,
for Liberty, lives
if you
TikTok.
Even have a child.
Yeah. Yeah, they're terrorist groups, but still.
Thank you. You said it.
It's true. It's exactly what they're there. They're hate groups. They're terrorist groups.
They're there to stir the shit up. And I don't know. I feel like we sit and we, you know, there's that whole like turn the other cheek or what. I don't know. I don't know what the left wing's problem is, but bitch, we gotta like get a sock full of pennies. Let's take this to the streets.
See, you and I are in exactly the same headspace, because I'm like, now, you know what? I'm going to meet you where you are, literally and physically. Let's go. I'll fight you. I'm not afraid. I will
fucking fight
you. I'm from
Azusa, bitch. Thank you, Adore Delano. I love you.
Well, there's only so many words you can have before people just don't get it. And that's unfortunate.
And you can't talk intelligence. You can't be democratic and figure out a way to like just have a serious discussion or an intelligent discussion with people that
don't want to.
That aren't gonna, that's not what they're there for.
Yeah. That's not what they came for. They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to learn. They already know what they're doing. And, you know, I believe there are a set of talking points that make its way around the dark web, if you will, if you want to get all conspiratorial about it. But I do think there's a modus operandi that this is the way you behave and this is what you do and this is how we show up. And this is, you know, and every cult has that. And
could we just get to the point where they all drink the Kool-Aid?
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Mostly drop dead.
I'm waiting for that part.
Where's that part? Yes. Where I want that part. I want that part right now.
Night-night.
But we can't talk about all of this without talking about who it truly affects. And that's our young kids.
Of course. Go.
I was going to say, I was looking at a quote in the San Bernardino Sun newspaper. It was actually from a Willow Scharf, sorry, probably butchered her name, 17 years old. She said that when she's like, it's clear, she's quoted for saying, it's clear our lives aren't important. And she ended up starting her senior year of high school, wanting it to be normal with no fear of judgment, not being attacked for who she is. And she said that we deserve a fun high school experience. And then she said, I ended up getting called a monster at Temecula City Council meeting. And she said, I did not get that from my peers at school. I heard that from an adult.
Yeah, that's so disgusting.
Fucking unreal. Unreal.
Well, and you know, beyond this happening to the children, and 17 years old, you are a child. You are still a child. The wave of anti-LGBTQ violence that is sweeping the nation and California, mm-hmm. I talk about California like we're some exception, mainly because it's where we all live right now, but also because we all kind of think it is an exception. We're not Florida, but here we go.
And yeah, everybody happening. Thinks that California is blue and it's a safe place, but there are many, many areas of California that are not
very
blue.
Deep red pockets.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I thought that the days of, you know, I really honestly thought that the days of walking down the street and just having someone shout the F-bomb at you from a car window just because you're walking down the street, maybe that was over for us, you know? Like, apparently it's not.
It's not, and it's getting worse.
And it's getting worse again. Like, and I don't know. And all we're doing is just living our lives, which is all anybody wants to do.
Right.
That's so nice. I guess the question is, what can we do?
What can we do? Right.
I do have some suggestions here that I got from Age Project Los Angeles, and I thought I'd bring them to the conversation because, George, you know how I'd love to be prepared and have my book report ready to go.
I'm so next to the book report will be Rick Clifton. Are you here?
I'm here. Present. Okay.
Okay.
Well, one of the biggest things they say that we can do, and I know it sounds like such a trivial thing, but it's vote. And getting out and voting is so important. And that's voting in every single election, not just the presidential one. It's every single one, because it starts with your California attorney general.
Starts at your local level, 1,000,000%.
Yep. The other one is to advocate and not be afraid to make your voices heard, not only in the streets, but also in the boardrooms, you know, being out at work, being heard, you know, with the talking about your issues and stuff at work and being comfortable with that. George, you and I are very lucky and fortunate that I think we work in an environment where we're freer to be ourselves than probably a lot of other people are. Me in the studio system, you in the center. Jake, maybe you do as well, where you're at?
I mean, no, not necessarily. I mean, not it's not like unfriendly or like people, but it's just not the same environments whatsoever.
Sure.
Right.
I'm very blessed. I work in a gay organization.
Yeah.
Like, I work in a queer organization. We are queer 24/7, 365.
I have three queer bosses that are really fantastic that I'm fortunate to be able to work with, work beside. Very gay-friendly company, and I'm very happy about that, too.
Yeah.
All right, real quickly, I'll blast through some of these. So other things is to organize and get smart about politics and communication strategies, engage with local business leaders about being able to do the right thing. Like, for example, Bud Light and Target, is it talking to the local bars and asking them to rethink their relationships with some of these companies because of recent things that have happened? Strategically increase your visibility safely. Contact local, state, and federal representatives. Talk to friends, family, and coworkers safely. And help to clarify understanding of transgender issues and trans care. You know, there's a big push right now from, you know, the conservatives to make everyone believe that all trans people are out to get your five-year-old kid and chop off their body parts and transition them. And nobody is fucking doing that. It's the most ridiculous talking point I've ever heard. No one is doing that. It's crazy.
It's insane.
So it's just help clarifying some of that understanding of those misunderstandings, I guess, if you will.
And
so those are some of the big points.
And look to your local LGBT organizations, because exactly. So many of them have policy programs that you can like volunteer for, that you can learn more, that you can reach out. I know where I work, we have a CAN coalition, which is all about canvassing and policy. And there's so many places you can learn how to help. Get out there, like do a little research. Like, it is there for you. People want you to volunteer and to be involved.
And you don't even have to volunteer. I mean, the center has so many events that you can just attend, that you could just be a part of it. You know, being a part of it, I think, contributes. Because a lot of the fear is of the unknown, you know, just go and see what these, you know, what our community is doing. Is we're not doing all these bad things. We're just people trying to live our lives as comfortably as possible. So there's, you know.
Yeah. Information is critical.
It's critical. And there's plenty of websites. There's plenty of things you can read. You can
make informed decisions.
Yeah.
Informed decisions. Do some research. But, you know, I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, we're preaching to the choir.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Stay woke.
We should take it to the streets.
We're all stay woke, Jake.
Stay woke. All right. Well, I think my ice cubes are getting dry. Is that what you're?
I don't even have any ice cubes left, but you know.
Yeah.
Pour was so strong, I think it burned off everything in the
glass. You were drinking for Dan tonight, so it's okay.
That's right. Ma'am. And half his family, apparently.
Pointed out for our sister.
You say it so much better, George. I don't even remember your aunt's name.
Aunt Lucy.
Lucy.
There we go.
Aunt Lucy. Yes, my ice cubes are dry, so I feel like it's time to wrap this up.
All right. Well, Dan, we've missed you, and we'll see y'all next time.
We will see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Queer Magnolias podcast. We all love you and the amazing support and feedback you have given us thus far. So much we need more. We would love to hear more brilliant brainstorms from you magnificent magnolias. So we highly encourage you to be included and find/follow us at Queer Magnolias on Twitter and at Queer Magnolias Podcast on Instagram and Facebook if you haven't already. We would love to hear your comments and feedback, good or bad.
Nobody wants their bad comments. Fuck that. Fuck off.
And you can listen to us on Spotify,
YouTube, Apple Podcast, wherever the hell you're listening to us right now, or wherever you might find your podcast. All right. Until next time, Blossoms.